news, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Also, I mean, there is a special airing at 11 o'clock Saturday night, too. So if you're a night owl, you can catch Jolene Saturday nights 11 to midnight. Good morning. It's Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, Dr. Bill Williams on the way, and we'll catch traffic with Kane in just a second. I want to say this, bumpy weather possible for late this evening into tomorrow morning. That's what we'll get from Dr. Bill. A full discussion at 6:35. Kind of put a timeline on this thing. 65 now at our studios. Time to check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, state troopers on the scene of an accident. Argyle Road and 2 Mile Road in Irvington without injuries. Mobile Police Department are clear. Steady ride so far as you're traveling now across the Bayway and the Causeway. No delays. Celebrate the holidays with Bellingrath Gardens and Home in Mobile. With more than 1,100 set pieces and 3 million lights, it's guaranteed to get you in a holiday spirit. Open nightly 5 to 9 through December 31st. Get tickets at bellingrath.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly cloudy skies today with isolated afternoon showers. Highs will be in the upper 70s. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms with lows in the lower 50s. And then tomorrow, a few morning showers and cooler with highs in the upper 50s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
This is Rona McSharry from McSharry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price, meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSharry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
FM Talk 106.5 is Mobile and Baldwin County's number one creator of live local content.
All right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile.
Listen on air, online, and on demand. FM Talk 106.5.
608 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you along on this Monday. Yeah, possible severe weather late this evening and overnight. Dr. Bill will lay that out for us at 6:35. It's also, it's impeachment week in Washington. Pensacola City government still under a cyber attack. Although, did you hear New Orleans now? Same deal?
Man. That's some scary stuff.
Y'all go ahead and unplug the Cat 5 cables in Mobile down at city government. Just unplug them for the wall.
Mm-hmm.
You'll protect them that way. That's my tech tip of the week. Just unplug.
Go ahead and shut it down. Somebody clicked off of the antivirus pop-ups one too many times.
Right. So yeah, make sure if you are a city government this morning, you've refreshed your antivirus. That's two cities here along the Gulf Coast under a cyber attack. Plus, the Maws board to vote today on a rate increase. And I'll tell you more about that coming up at around 6:22. Also, we'll check in with News 5 next.
Hello, I'm Van, president of Century Bank. Since 1903, our foundation has been built on listening to each customer's needs and providing them with the best banking experience in the industry through personal relationships. We invite you to visit Century Bank today and experience the friendly attitude of our employees as they serve your financial needs with sincere pride. After all, at Century Bank, we take banking personally.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A judge will decide today whether two men accused of killing a University of South Alabama professor should stay in jail. A bond hearing is scheduled for 20-year-olds Tyquez Timmons and Derek Scott. The men are charged with killing economics professor Dr. Matthew Weiser inside his home, not far from the USA campus. A house party in Baldwin County turned violent over the weekend. A woman, Dominique Marshall, was shot at a home on GW Lewis Lane in the Elsinore community. Police have not yet made an arrest. Friends and family will say their final goodbyes to one of three men killed in the deadly shooting at Naval Air Station Pensacola. 21-year-old Cameron Walters died when Muhammad Al-Shamrani opened fire in a classroom on the base. His funeral will be held at 1 o'clock this afternoon in Richmond Hill, Georgia. And Pensacola city officials are hoping to lure shoppers downtown. This week, all metered parking is free in downtown Pensacola. For WKRG News 5, I'm Jessica Taloney.
Oh, hello. I didn't see you there. I'm Bob, an apartment home at Legacy Oaks, and I'm so excited. My new family is coming by today to get acquainted. I just love having a family to take care of. A lot of folks have been coming in and out, getting me ready, you know, making sure that my gas, fireplace, and oven are ready. It's always cozy when my family gathers around the fireplace. I like to give my family plenty of room so everyone has their own space, but it's always nice when we get together in my large eat-in kitchen. And you know, Mom's gonna love the large bath. It's a great place to relax in a large jacuzzi garden tub. I'll even protect the family vehicles with an attached garage. And some of my second floor brothers and sisters even have private elevators. I'm kind of secluded in a large gated community in Spring Hill on Daru Drive with lots of green space, but real convenient to shopping, restaurants, healthcare, and minutes from I-65. There's lots more I could tell you about the amenities here at Legacy Oaks. You know, clubhouse, swimming pool, fitness room. But you can find that out for yourself on the interweb at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com. Or you can always call Jimmy, she's real nice, and get a tour at 344-8099. Hey, gotta go. My new family's here. I hope I see you soon. Hey, family, welcome home.
Right, 611 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on the way in sports.
Joe Burrow, the LSU quarterback, sets a record.
For crying?
For, yeah, he did cry a little bit.
I can't play.
Pretty emotional. He got so many votes in the Heisman Trophy ceremony on Saturday night. And then we got Derek Brown and Jerry Jeudy making some bowl game announcements.
All right, that's on the way in sports. There'll be another history-making week in Congress starting today as the House votes on whether to impeach the President of the United States. More on that from Linda Kenyon from Westwood One.
The full House votes Wednesday on whether to impeach President Trump on two articles of impeachment, abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. The next focus will be in the Senate, where an impeachment trial will be held in early January. Lawmakers are already focusing on the format of the trial, and Jerry Nadler, the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, says he already sees the process breaking down.
The Constitution prescribes a special oath for the senators when they sit as a trial in impeachment. They have to pledge to do impartial justice.
Nadler tells ABC's This Week that's not what he's seeing.
And here you have the majority leader of the Senate, in effect the foreman of the jury, saying he's going to work hand in glove with the defense attorney.
The majority leader, Senator Mitch McConnell, is supposed to consult with Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, but he has, as he put it, been in total coordination with the White House. Democrat Chris Coons on NBC's Meet the Press says that's completely out of line.
Try to imagine a typical trial in a typical courtroom where the person who is the foreman of the jury is literally talking to the defendant's attorneys.
But this isn't a typical trial, says Republican Ted Cruz on ABC's This Week.
The framers understood that impeachment, particularly the impeachment of a president, is inherently a political exercise.
That said, Senator Cruz says he expects the process in the Senate to be fair.
What we've seen in the House was a partisan show trial. It was one-sided. They didn't allow the White House to cross-examine the witnesses. They didn't allow the Republicans, the minority, to call any witnesses.
Still, some Republicans like Trump ally Lindsey Graham have no interest in calling witnesses.
I am clearly made up my mind. I'm not trying to hide the fact that I have disdain for the accusations in the process, so I don't need any witnesses.
On CBS's Face the Nation, Graham adds,
I am ready to vote on the underlying articles.
House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff on ABC's This Week says he hopes there will be a trial complete with witnesses.
I would hope that every senator of both parties would like to see the documentary evidence. They'd like to hear from these witnesses that haven't testified.
Republicans have been saying they want to hear from Adam Schiff as one possible witness. They also want to hear from the whistleblower and from the Bidens. The Senate's top Democrat, Chuck Schumer, says he would like to hear from some witnesses, including former National Security Advisor John Bolton and acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney. On ABC, Senator Cruz says, witnesses or not, he doubts any Senate Republicans will vote to convict the president. And ultimately, Trump could be the first U.S. president to be impeached and remain in office while campaigning for re-election.
And we'll leave it to the American people to have the choice to select who our leaders should be.
Linda Kenyon, Washington. It's all about you.
Hi, Greg Halliday here, General Sales Manager at Kobe Subaru. I want to invite you to stop by our dealership located on the I-65 Service Road to learn more about what makes your Subaru purchase extraordinary. Subaru's quality, safety, reliability, and cutting-edge technology places the brand at the top of consumer reports year after year. As the oldest and largest Subaru dealership on the Gulf Coast, our knowledgeable sales staff, award-winning service department, and incredible inventory makes choosing Kobe an easy decision. Whether you're in the market for a new or certified pre-owned Subaru, I promise to make your purchase experience absolutely extraordinary. To learn more about our dealership, visit us online at kobesubaru.com. And remember, at Kobe Subaru, it's all about you. It's all about you.
Joe Burrow wins the Heisman by an historic margin. Derek Brown and Jerry Jeudy make bowl game announcements. And Team USA wins another President's Cup. It's 6:16 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. On Saturday night in New York, LSU quarterback Joe Burrow won the 2019 Heisman Trophy by the largest margin in the award's history. Burrow earned a first-place vote on 841 of 927 ballots. That's 14 votes behind O.J. Simpson's record of 855 first-place votes. He set that in 1968, and I guess better to be behind O.J. Simpson than in his line of vision.
I'll wait for that.
Burrow's 1,846-point margin of victory breaks Simpson's record of 1,750. Oklahoma quarterback Jalen Hurts finished second. Ohio State quarterback Justin Fields finished third, and Ohio State defensive end Chase Young finished fourth in voting. Burrow is second in the nation with 4,715 yards passing. He's completed 77.9% of his passes, which would be an NCAA record, and he threw an SEC record 48 touchdown passes against only 6 interceptions. Number 1 ranked LSU will meet number 4 Oklahoma in a national semifinal game at the Peach Bowl on December 28th. No Heisman winning quarterback has won the national championship during the playoff era.
Ooh.
The final regular season game of the 2019 college football season was played on Saturday, with Navy beating Army 31-7 in the 120th rendition of the game between the two service academies. Navy senior quarterback Malcolm Perry continued his record-setting season. He rushed for a career-high 304 yards, most ever in an Army-Navy game, and it was only the fourth time in FBS history that a quarterback has rushed for over 300 yards. Perry surpassed Will Wirth to become Navy's all-time single-season total offense leader with 2,831 yards. And he also surpassed Napoleon McCallum to become Navy's single-season rushing leader with 1,804 yards. With the victory, Navy won the Commander-in-Chief's trophy for the 16th time and snapped a 3-game losing streak to Army. And President Donald Trump participated in the coin toss before watching the first half of the game from the Army sideline and most of the second half from the Navy side. Air Force One took off in the middle of the fourth quarter. In bowl game news, Auburn senior All-American Derek Brown announced on his Instagram on Friday that he plans to play against Minnesota in the Outback Bowl in Tampa.
I came back to finish what I started, and we're not done yet. See you in Tampa. War Eagle.
Brown was named an All-American by both the Walter Camp Foundation and USA Today, and he was named the SEC's Defensive Player of the Year by the Associated Press and the SEC's coaches following a dominant season for the Tigers. And it's big news for Bama fans. Junior Tide wide receiver Jerry Jeudy announced that he will play in the Citrus Bowl. Jeudy made the announcement late on Friday that he intends to play against Michigan in the New Year's Day bowl game. Jeudy's widely considered the top receiver prospect in the 2020 NFL draft. He leads Alabama with 71 receptions and ranks second on the team with 9 receiving touchdowns and 959 receiving yards. If Jeudy records 41 yards in the bowl game, it'll mark the first time in program history that two players have recorded 1,000 or more receiving yards in the same season, the other player being Devontae Smith. In golf, Team USA rallied to win the 13th edition of the President's Cup on Sunday in Melbourne, Australia. Trailing 10-8 entering the final day, the Americans won 6 of 12 singles matches and split 4 to defeat the international squad 16-14 in the 4-day competition. Team captain and player Tiger Woods was the first American on the course on Sunday. He defeated Mexico's Abraham Answer to improve his President's Cup record for the week to 3-0.
To, you know, come here and to do it in this fashion, to do it with this team in particular, it was an honor for me as a player, and it's even more of an honor to be their captain.
The victory also vaulted Woods into first place on the event's career win list with an overall match record of 27-15-1. It was Woods' 9th President's Cup as a player and his first as a captain. And in college basketball, the 12th-ranked Auburn Tigers improved to 9-0 with a 67-61 win against St. Louis on Saturday afternoon. Auburn's now tied the 4th-best start to a season in program history, matching the 9-0 start by the team during the 1951 season.
Oh, yeah.
A long time ago. Alabama, they lost a close one to Penn State, 73-71, to fall to 4-5. In ranked SEC games, number 19 Tennessee lost to number 13 Memphis, 51-47, and number 8 Kentucky beat Georgia Tech, 67-53. 6:20 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
Your CBD store of West Mobile has a long list of CBD stocking stuffers under $20. Lotions, lip balms, and oh, the bath bombs, an absolute favorite. Find it all at your CBD store of West Mobile.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly cloudy skies today with isolated afternoon showers. Highs will be in the upper 70s. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms with lows in the lower 50s. And then tomorrow, a few morning showers and cooler with highs in the upper 50s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Are you planning a party, special event, wedding, or corporate function? Well, let Neiman's Catering be part of your next event. Hi, I'm Alec Neiman with Neiman's Catering, and we take great pride in helping you with your special event. Our team of professional event planners bring many years of experience to guide you through the process and the event to remember. Call Neiman's Catering today at 473-3900 and let our team be part of your next event. Check out our website at neimanscatering.com. Look us up on Facebook and give us a like. Just remember, Neiman's Catering for all your catering needs. Go Jags!
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, we do have an accident. State troopers are working on Argyle Road at 2 Mile Road in Irvington. Other than that, it's been a good ride. Mobile Police Department are clear. No delays. Watch your speed across the Bayway and the Causeway. State troopers are there all the way to Loxley this morning. Hobbytown USA on the corner of Schillinger Road and Airport in Mobile is ready to upgrade your holidays with the best in remote-controlled cars, trucks, even tanks. And maybe you'd like the dirt-throwing speed and excitement of a Losi off-road truck that comes completely assembled and ready to run. Hobbytown USA in Mobile. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
622 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile mornings on this Monday. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, Dr. Bill on the way at 635. We'll talk about a chance of severe weather. We know we got thunderstorms and rain in the mix. He'll lay out the timeline for that coming up around 635. Right now, y'all say hello to my buddy, Chad Petrie from News 5, checking in, and good morning.
Good morning to you, Sean.
Yeah, and I'm looking at this. We mentioned it a little bit on Friday, but you have more details this morning, I know, in your report that the MAWS, the Mobile Area Water and Sewer System, their board is voting today. And on how does that work? If there's a rate hike coming...
Essentially, this is a part of their budget that would essentially be voted on today, or at least we think it would be. I mean, there's always a chance it could be put off, but basically within the budget... there's a rate increase, and it's multifaceted, essentially. One phase of it would be to make the rate one pays per gallon of water uniform. Right now, it's more of a staggered system. You get sort of a discount if you the greater number of gallons you use. That would be a uniform cost per gallon. They say that would equal about an additional $3 a month to a family of four. After that, it would also include rate increases in 2021 of 6.5%, and then another one 4% in each of the next 2 years. So these are moderate increases, and they say this is all to help fund infrastructure projects. And, you know, that's one of the issues with MAWS and with this city in general, is that we often have short rain events that the city's infrastructure just can't handle.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's with regularity that we're, you know, reporting 10,000, 80,000, 100,000 gallons of sewage spilling into local waterways. And, yeah, the infrastructure thing is something that I think people agree it needs to be done. But I think people are questioning here that this rate increase. I was reading through. It didn't look like it was specifically earmarked. It looked like it was just concurrent. They said, hey, we're going to address infrastructure. And, hey, by the way, we're raising rates.
Yeah, that's pretty much. I mean, these are the details that we've been given by the company, and I imagine it'll pass today. I'm not entirely sure what is going to happen, but they're obviously up against it because they would like these to start in the new year.
Okay, that was my next question. So this would be a January 1 kind of thing if it does get passed today.
Essentially, that would include, as from my reading of it, that would include the changing in the price per gallon.
And you said it at the beginning, but I want to circle back on this so people understand what they're saying is right now you basically get a Costco discount the more water you use, right? If you get more volume of water, the later gallons are charged less than the earlier gallons, right?
Right, exactly. I'm not sure what the breakdown is on that, but they say they want to make this just a uniform charge overall. Now, this might affect businesses that use a large amount of water. Obviously, those would be the first ones hit. I think less so for residential customers.
All right, so it is in front of the board today, but like you pointed out, rightfully so, that doesn't mean for sure they'll vote on it. We've seen things tabled before by different entities.
Right. Whenever we report on these, I always like to put in the caveat, this might be voted on today, much like with the Mobile City Council. It's before them. They might take action. They might do nothing with it. We just don't know until they get in the room and decide to do something.
There we go. The wise words of our buddy Chad Petrie from News 5 and the report on laws. Thanks for the report. We'll check back soon.
Not a problem, man.
All right. Chad Petrie, News 5, checking in. 626. Hey, your time is today to make a move on getting the best gift you've given friends and family in years. And maybe get yourself one while we're at it. What am I talking about? Omaha Steaks. I've told you in the past, we are a giver and a receiver of Omaha Steaks, and it works for us both ways. And right now, if you go to omahasteaks.com and enter the code Sullivan in the search bar and order the favorite gift package, the gift everyone will love, for only $69.99, you'll see what I'm talking about. Here's what you get in that gift pack. 4 6-ounce bacon-wrapped filet mignon, 4 premium pork chops, 4 Omaha steak burgers, 4 potatoes au gratin, 4 caramel apple tartlets, an Omaha Steaks seasoning packet, plus for y'all, a free 6-piece cutlery set and a cutting board to get all the delicious food, plus the free cutlery set that they'll enjoy for years to come for only $69.99. All right, so this is the move you need to make, all this delicious food, and what you need to do today is make your move and order that so you can get it to those folks by Christmas. Don't wait. Take advantage of this offer. Get your gift there before the holidays are over. Go to omahasteaks.com, type Sullivan in the search bar, and order the gift everyone will love. Order the favorite gift package today. All right, 627. Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams says cold weather's on the way, but we got some rain before we get to that. He'll explain more coming up in just a second.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Officials with the city of Pensacola say the hackers responsible for last week's cyber attack are now demanding money. The city says it is not considering paying out the $1 million ransom. The city was not insured for a cyber attack. The attack happened less than a day after the shooting at Naval Air Station Pensacola. The FBI has said the attacks are not connected. The National Transportation Safety Board has released its preliminary report on the Alaska medevac crash that killed a man from Fairhope. Maddox Burtz was one of 3 people on the plane when it crashed. According to the report, 2 other flight crews said the trip was too dangerous before Medevac Alaska accepted it. A vote happening today will determine whether Mobile customers pay more on their water bill. Right now, customers who use more water pay a cheaper rate. Under the proposed billing plan, everyone will pay the same rate. If the plan passes, a family of 4 would see their bill go up about $3 a month. For WKRG News 5 this morning, I'm Jessica Taloney.
This is Keith Kingan with an important announcement. Friends, don't let friends drive junk. Yes, you heard me. Friends, don't let friends drive junk. That's why Classic Cars has such a great referral and repeat customer business. Our customers are so pleased with the cars they buy from Classic Cars that they tell all their friends and family about the great deals on great cars. When you buy a car from Classic Cars, you won't get junk. What you will get is a car that has been inspected and completely serviced up to date. That means no added expense to you after you drive off the lot. So if you're looking to drive something you can be proud of, come by Classic Cars at 3251 Cottage Hill Road or call us at 479-6676 or visit our website at kingandcars.com. You'll like what you see. And folks, I don't mean to make light of a serious subject. During the upcoming holidays, please remember that friends don't let friends drive drunk.
In your line of work, every day is different. Sometimes you need big, sometimes you need small. But every time you need the best. Well, good news. Thompson Tractor has everything you need. It's your go-to source for a complete range of the absolute best equipment, including used machines. Buying used equipment requires a high degree of trust, the kind that Thompson Tractor has been earning since 1957. We sell a large selection of previously owned equipment, all of it tested for durability and optimal performance for years to come. Come browse our yard at 10120 Highway 80 East, Montgomery, Alabama. Or check out the inventory online at thompsontractor.com. Oh, we buy used equipment too. Thompson Tractor. Just like you, we have what it takes.
House Democratic leaders are preparing for the final impeachment vote just as lawmakers are about to leave for the holiday break. A vote could come as soon as Wednesday, leading to a January trial in the Senate. Between 30 and 60 people had to be decontaminated in Houston after trace amounts of mercury were discovered at several spills around the city. Houston Fire Chief Sam Pena says all is under control now. Under fire from conservative activists, the Hallmark Channel first pulled ads featuring two brides kissing at a wedding ceremony, and then after backlash from gay rights groups, First course, reinstalling the ads late yesterday, head of the gay rights organization GLAAD, Sarah Kate Ellis.
We're working with Hallmark. We're talking to them. We've been talking to them all weekend because they want to do the right thing. And I think that the quick reversal is the right thing. And now we have to watch and make sure and see what they do in the future.
UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson says laws needed to enact Britain's exit from the European Union will go before Parliament on Friday. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Rasa Kay with Your Money Now. U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer said on CBS's Face the Nation that the Phase 1 U.S.-China trade deal reached on Friday is totally done and will nearly double U.S. exports to China over the next 2 years. However, the chief China economist at Asian global investment bank Nomura calls that number implausible. A big deal for DuPont. It's creating a new $45 billion consumer goods giant by merging its food and nutrition business with International Flavors and Fragrances. The firms are projecting savings of about $300 million within 3 years of closing the deal. Angry Orchard Cider has launched a new flavor of alcoholic ice cream, 5% alcohol by volume. The vanilla brown sugar cinnamon caramel apple treats infused with Angry Orchard Unfiltered. A four-pack of pints goes for $99, including shipping. The Dow ended with a skinny 3-point gain, S&P up 17, NASDAQ was flat, futures are higher. That's Your Money Now.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-646-9595. That's 1-800-646-9595. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-646-9595.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Have you been in a manufactured home lately? Manufactured homes have come a long way, now featuring many different custom design options. From farmhouse looks to more modern styles, today's manufactured homes are made with clean lines, open floor plans, great lighting, and high-end finishes. If you want to learn more about how you can own the home of your dreams at an affordable price, visit the Alabama Manufactured Housing Association website, almha.org, to find a retailer near you. That's almha.org.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
6:35. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right. So after a pleasant weekend, we've got cold weather on the way. You told us that on Friday, but to get there, you've got rain in the mix.
Yeah, we've got a storm system right now, Sean, that's centered over, well, northwest Louisiana. And it's going to be gradually moving to the northeast, and by tomorrow morning we'll be up in Tennessee. But a trailing cold front will get into our area early tomorrow morning. But what we'll see today is mostly cloudy skies, and this afternoon we could see some isolated showers develop. It's going to be a very warm day, 78 for the high this afternoon. That's getting up to a record country. And tonight, though, showers and thunderstorms will be developing as that front moves across Mississippi. And we could see some severe thunderstorms forming along that front. There's a chance that we could see some of those severe thunderstorms in our area, particularly just north of Mobile, but the best chance is going to be through central portions of Alabama tonight and early tomorrow. As far as the severe weather in our area, that possibility exists and most likely would occur late tonight, perhaps after 10 o'clock and possibly as late as 2 o'clock in the morning. After that, we'll see showers, and then the wind will shift around to the northwest around daybreak, and we're going to rapidly cool down. After a high of 78 today, we'll be 58 degrees for tomorrow's high temperature. We'll get down to around 50, 52 early in the morning, and then up to 58, that's all, for tomorrow afternoon. Now, we'll see a few showers tomorrow morning, but it'll be mostly cloudy for the rest of the day, and rather breezy tomorrow. Northwest wind 10 to 20 miles per hour with some higher gusts, so it's going to feel a lot cooler than the 58 degree high temperature. Tomorrow night, we're down in the 30s. Looks like we could get as low as 35 degrees for tomorrow night. And then on Wednesday, a sunny day, but a high of only 52. And then a light freeze Wednesday night, 32 degrees here in the city. Some areas getting into the upper 20s. And again, that will be Wednesday night into Thursday morning. The rest of the week, sunny day on Thursday, temperatures in the mid-50s. Friday becomes become cloudy and upper 50s for Friday. Saturday, mostly sunny, just a slight chance of a shower, high in the low 60s, and then plenty of sunshine on Sunday, and again in the low 60s. So weekend looking fairly good. But in the meantime, we do have that rain coming in tonight. The possibility of a few thunderstorms, severe thunderstorms, are possible, especially just to the north of the city.
Okay, so when you say the severe thunderstorms got that, of course, that leads me to the other question, especially when you said, hey, Sean, it's going to be 78 today, and it's not going to get out of the 50s tomorrow. Anything tornadic? Do you expect any kind of tornado issue?
That is a possibility, particularly in central Alabama. Most likely what we'll see here is some strong straight-line winds with these thunderstorms just along and ahead of the cold front. So with any kind of thunderstorm activity is going to be, again, late tonight or possibly before midnight, but more likely after midnight.
All right, Dr. Bill, and heads up, it's this week people can go out and get their Mobile Weather Almanac.
That's right. It looks like about Wednesday we'll have them in the stores, and we'll let you know where you can pick up your free copy of the Mobile Weather Marine Almanac. This is the 2020 edition, and it'll be the 30th of the almanacs that we have put out over the years.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
That's our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, with forecast right here at FM Talk 106.5. I want to make note, and we'll talk about this more through the morning, but sad news, and they were talking about it yesterday on Bill Finch's show, where, of course, Taxman, always been a big caller to this show, and also Midday Mobile, mm-hmm. and to Bill Finch's Plain Gardening for the Gulf Coast. A lot of people didn't know that, that just listened during the week, that Taxman, that had his takes on politics and money and all these kind of things, also was just a off-the-chart fantastic gardener.
Yeah.
And we'll play some clips from him coming up in just a little bit. He passed this last week, and it's with heavy hearts around here. Big part of the FM Talk 106.5 family. You know, you have all these folks that make up our family here, and Taxman was definitely a big part of that, so he is going to be missed.
Yeah. When I joined the family 6 years ago, Taxman had already been
well entrenched
a long time, so he took me in with open arms as a caller, and even Prep Sports Report on Saturday mornings, he would text in all the time and say, it's great, all this local programming for our high school athletes in the area. Taxman, a good guy.
Yeah, I'd tell you all behind the scenes. So when I had this crazy idea 10 years ago of putting talk radio on FM, and believe me, enough people in this market told me, oh, you're an idiot, taking music off. Blah, blah, blah. When we went on, there's this guy, Taxman, who called up, and over time in on-air but off-air conversations and on the text line, he said exactly that. He said, you know, good on you, basically, that somebody is putting local radio on and doing, you know, and at that point, the paper had gone to 3 days, a lot had changed, you know, there weren't the local voices and places to get information, and he was my biggest cheerleader. Mm-hmm. Biggest cheerleader off air. I mean, on air he'd say great things, but off air and messages he would send and emails, he was my biggest cheerleader back then. But I didn't know if this was the right move to make or not. So, Mr. Oates, you will be missed, and we'll tell you more about that and when arrangements are made and all that. But Taxman, as you know him, passing here recently. All right, 640 FM Talk 106.5. We'll check local traffic next.
If you're among the majority of people who prefer to read accurate reports of local news and sports, it's time for you to turn the page to the Call News newspaper. Follow your favorite high school sports teams. Learn more about the actions of state, county, and city leaders. The Call News, a newspaper that speaks to you and your interests. Since 1897, the Call News has reported on the issues that matter to the people of South Alabama and is considered to be one of Alabama's best weekly newspapers. The Call News can be purchased at many grocery and convenience stores in South Alabama, including Walmart, Rouse's, and Circle K. If your favorite store doesn't have it, let us know and we'll make it available. Mailed subscriptions are also available for as little as $30 per year and digital copies for even less. Call 866-5998. That's 866-5998 and get connected to the Call News.
FM Talk 106.5 is Mobile and Baldwin County's number one creator of live local content.
That's right!
This is where we see the best of America.
Listen on air, online, and on demand. FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, the few accidents we've had are into clearing stages, including one just off of Argyle Road and 2 Mile Road in Irvington without injuries. Also got one at 181 on the I-10 overpass. Just happened a few minutes ago. Officers are there. Beyond that, looks like it's a good ride across the Bayway and the Causeway. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile with the all-new 2019 Highlander with 0% financing for up to 60 months plus $500 holiday cash back or $5,500 in savings. Model 6950. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
All right, 642 FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings. Entering this week, trading at record highs for the S&P and the NASDAQ. There's some news on trade between U.S. and China. Plus, Disney is the stock to watch. Of course, Disney's going to take over whatever Google doesn't control in the world, Disney will take over with their Rise of Skywalker in theaters at the end of the week. More on business news. Here's Jessica Edinger from Westwood One.
Good morning. Just 11 more trading days left in the year. Stocks start this week at record highs for the NASDAQ and the S&P 500. In fact, the S&P 500 index is up more than 26% year to date. Lots of people have that index fund in their retirement accounts. It has been a banner year. More focus on trade this week as the phase one deal with China gets put on paper, eventually to be signed. Critics were calling it not much more than a deal for China to buy more from American farmers, but President Trump says it's a lot more. Experian, TransUnion, and Equifax will pay more than $38 million to end a consumer class action lawsuit over errors on credit reports. On today's watch list, no big names reporting earnings, but we get a read on the real estate business with home builder sentiment. And Disney will world premiere Star Wars: The Rise of Skywalker in Hollywood tonight. I'm Jessica Edinger.
Living and working on the Gulf Coast, we're blessed with beautiful sunny days. But with sunshine comes sun damage. ProTint Window Tinting specializes in protecting you, your vehicles, homes, and businesses with premium installations of thermal and UV reduction ceramic films. So when your factory installed tint fails, call ProTint. With a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs, ProTint has you covered. A gift certificate from ProTint Window Tinting makes a great Christmas present. Call today, 802-1234. Like us on Facebook to check out our work.
Nothing says thank you like Monroe sausage and bacon. Order your gift packs for family, friends, or business gifts for the holidays. Order now at monroesausage.com and we'll take care of the rest. Monroe sausage, yeah, it's that good.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A judge will decide today whether two men accused of killing a University of South Alabama professor should stay in jail. A bond hearing is scheduled for 20-year-olds Tyquez Timmons and Derek Scott. The men are charged with killing economics professor Dr. Matthew Weiser inside his home, not far from the USA campus. A house party in Baldwin County turned violent over the weekend. A woman, Dominique Marshall, was shot at a home on G.W. Lewis Lane in the Elsinore community. Police have not yet made an arrest.
Friends and family will say their final goodbyes to one of three men killed in the deadly shooting at Naval Air Station Pensacola. 21-year-old Cameron Walters died when Muhammad Al-Shamrani opened fire in a classroom on the base. His funeral will be held at 1 o'clock this afternoon in Richmond Hill, Georgia. And Pensacola city officials are hoping to lure shoppers downtown. This week, all metered parking is free in downtown Pensacola. For WKRG News 5, I'm Jessica Taloney.
Make no mistake, an IRS problem is a serious legal matter. I'm local attorney John Willis. My law office is in Fairhope, Alabama, and we focus exclusively on helping people solve their IRS tax problems. Several national tax resolution companies have recently been hit with consumer complaints, lawsuits, and government actions. As a result, many have shut down or filed bankruptcy. So before you send money to an out-of-town company with high-pressure salesmen and a TV spokesperson, check their reputation. My firm has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and we've handled hundreds of cases right here on the Gulf Coast. Your initial consult is completely free and confidential, and we'll tell you on the spot exactly how much it'll cost. So if you're facing IRS wage levies, bank levies, or tax liens, call us today at 251-990-3261 or visit our website, willislawpc.com. That's 251-990-3261 or willislawpc.com. If you have IRS problems, you need an attorney. You need me, John Willis.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.
Joe Burrow wins the Heisman by a historic margin. Derrick Brown and Jerry Jeudy make bowl game announcements. And Team USA wins another one, another President's Cup. 647 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Live from New York on Saturday night. See what I did there? LSU quarterback Joe Burrow won the 2019 Heisman Trophy by the largest margin in the award's history. Burrow earned a first-place vote on 841 of 927 ballots, 14 votes behind O.J. Simpson's record of 855 first-place votes. That was back in 1968. But Burrow's 1,846-point margin of victory broke Simpson's record of 1,750. Oklahoma quarterback Jalen Hurts finished second voting, followed by Ohio State quarterback Justin Fields and Buckeyes defensive end Chase Young. Burrow is second in the nation with 4,715 yards passing. He leads the nation with 77.9% of his passes completed, and he threw an SEC record 48 touchdown passes to only 6 interceptions. Number 1 LSU will meet number 4 Oklahoma in the national semifinal at the Peach Bowl on December 28th. No Heisman-winning quarterback has won the national championship during the playoff era. Burrow looking to change that stat. The final regular season game of 2019 was played on Saturday, with Navy beating Army 31-7 in the 120th edition of the game between the two service academies. Navy senior quarterback Malcolm Perry continued his record-setting season. He rushed for a career-high 304 yards, the most ever in an Army-Navy game. And it was only the fourth time in FBS history that a quarterback has rushed for over 300 yards. Perry also set the Navy record for the single-season total yardage and single-season rushing yardage. And with that win, Navy won the Commander-in-Chief's Trophy for the 16th time and snapped a three-game losing streak to Army. Speaking of the Commander-in-Chief, he was there at the game. President Donald Trump participated in the coin toss before watching the first half of the game from the Army sideline and most of the second half from the Navy sideline. Air Force One took off in the middle of the fourth quarter. In bowl game news, Auburn senior All-American Derrick Brown announced on his Instagram on Friday that he plans to play against Minnesota in the Outback Bowl in Tampa.
I came back to finish what I started, and we're not done yet. See you in Tampa. War Eagle.
Brown was named an All-American by both the Walter Camp Foundation and USA Today. He was also named the SEC's Defensive Player of the Year by the Associated Press and the SEC's coaches following a dominant season. And it's some big news for Bama fans. Junior Tide wide receiver Jerry Jeudy announced that he'll play in the Citrus Bowl. Jeudy made the announcement late on Friday that he intends to play against Michigan in that New Year's Day bowl game. Jeudy is widely considered the top receiver prospect in the 2020 NFL draft. He leads Alabama with 71 receptions and ranks second on the team with 9 receiving touchdowns and 959 receiving yards, trailing only Devontae Smith. If Jeudy gets 41 yards receiving in the bowl game, it'll mark the first time in program history that two players have recorded 1,000 or more receiving yards in the same season. Jeudy and several other Alabama players still have to decide whether they'll enter the 2020 draft. They have until January 20th to make that decision. In golf, Team USA rallied to win the 13th edition of the President's Cup on Sunday in Melbourne, Australia, trailing 10 points to 8 entering the final day. The Americans won 6 of 12 singles matches and split 4 to defeat the international squad 16-14 in the four-day competition. Team captain and player Tiger Woods was the first American on the course on Sunday. He defeated Mexico's Abraham Answer to improve his President's Cup record for the week to 3-0.
To come here and to do it in this fashion, to do it with this team in particular, it was an honor for me as a player, and it's even more of an honor to be their captain.
Victory also vaulted Woods into first place on the event's career wins list with an overall match record of 27-15-1. It was his 9th President's Cup as a player and first as a captain. 651, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Butch Cassidy's has happy hour Monday through Thursday from 3 until 7 p.m., featuring 2-for-1 hot wings, $2 domestic beer, and $7 for select pitchers. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel. Just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, they do have an accident down Baldwin County, 181 and I-10 on the overpass. Also, state troopers there at Argyle Road and 2 Mile Road in Irvington, just waiting for the records. Mobile Police Department are clear. Nothing major. It's a good ride in so far from the Eastern Shore. The Blacksmith Experience in Daphne offers beginning blacksmithing and knife-making classes. Learn to forge a knife and other fun projects. Get the gift of blacksmith experience this year. Class and gift certificate information available at theblacksmithexperience.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
From the author of Oldmobile Restaurants comes a new book, Oldmobile Trivia, a beautiful 200-page hardcover book that'll look great on your coffee table and offer hours of reading enjoyment. It's just like the title says, trivia, facts, and stories about Mobile, with more than 300 questions and answers and loaded with photographs that illustrate and enhance many of the trivia topics. Oldmobile Trivia is a delightful book that'll also serve as a game that your family and friends will love to play. Topics for questions and answers range from Hank Aaron to Linda Zogby, from astronaut to Wet Willie, from Airbus to the Wright Brothers, and from architecture to Rag Swamp. The more you learn about Mobile, the more you'll want to learn. Few American cities can claim the rich history and culture of Mobile, Alabama. Discover the surprising facts, people, and events that have shaped the port city's colorful 300-plus years. Available at the Haunted Bookshop, Ashland Galleries, Five Gold Monkeys, Southern Art and Framing, Page and Palette, Cotton City Antiques, and online at oldmobilerestaurants.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly cloudy skies today with isolated afternoon showers. Highs will be in the upper 70s. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms with lows in the lower 50s. And then tomorrow, a few morning showers and cooler with highs in the upper 50s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Your CBD store of West Mobile has a long list of CBD stocking stuffers under $20. Lotions, lip balms, and ooh, the bath bombs, an absolute favorite. Find it all at your CBD store of West Mobile.
Hello, I'm Van, president of Century Bank. Since 1903, our foundation has been built on listening to each customer's needs and providing them with the best banking experience in the industry through personal relationships. We invite you to visit Century Bank today and experience the friendly attitude of our employees as they serve your financial needs with sincere pride. After all, at Century Bank, we take banking personally.
All right, 655, FM Talk 106.5, and Mobile Morning, Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, Dr. Bill Williams, and Kane with traffic on the way in just a couple minutes. And Dr. Bill has that in-depth weather forecast coming up next hour for the possibility of severe weather overnight today, where we'll get up to 78, he says, and then by tomorrow, highs just in the 50s. So big transition temperature-wise, and those thunderstorms, the harbinger of that. We'll talk to him more about that coming up in just a little bit. Also, well, heck, I was just talking to Dalton during the news break about an appointment I have this morning. Got to meet with an electrician. Mm-hmm. And I don't, you know, before the easy layup here, if you go to Twitter and look at the picture I put up last week or the video of my what I call peak Griswold moment for my Christmas lights at the Sullivan House.
I missed it.
You've got to see, like, what I've done there. And we're having problems with a breaker flipping at our house, our new house we just moved in. Mm-hmm. Breaker's flipping. And, you know, taking the power down in like half the house. But it's not the part of the house with the Christmas lights. The Christmas lights stay up, like the garage stays up, stuff like that, but the rest of the house goes dark. And it would be easy if it, you know, if it would be the Christmas light thing, I'd say, oh, I've overdone it on Christmas lights. Mm-hmm. But it's not. It's another part of the house that keeps going off.
It's total Griswold move.
It is very Griswold. I mean, every time it goes off, I picture that scene where, you know, Clark is plugging the two mm-hmm. parts of the extension cord together and then brings down the whole grid.
It's funny you mentioned that too, because the Orwig family, we began our Christmas movie marathon this last weekend. So we've been watching, we've been, you know, filling in the 10-month-old on all the Christmas movies she needs to watch. And yesterday was National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation Day. So I know exactly the scene you're talking about.
So that's good. That's they could get me to sit for that. They so many channels that are like nonstop Christmas movies right now, and my son is loving it. And he'll ask me to come sit with him, and I can sit for about, those of you that know me, about 6 minutes. Uh-huh. And then I got to get up and go start another project. I just can't sit still. But if it would be National Lampoon's, then
you can sit through that.
I can sit through that for sure. Hey, speaking of Christmas, too, a new survey out asked people what they put on top of their Christmas tree. Number one answer with 39% of the vote is
an angel.
Star.
Huh.
Angel came in second at 23%. So 39% star, angel at 23%, and Santa hat got 1%. By the way, 8% of people use something besides one of those three things. You know what I've seen this year is they're like twigs, like fancy colored glittered twig things that come out of the tree. That's the new hip thing this year.
A sparkler looking thing?
Well, of course, now it's like, it looks like a denuded oak branch or something. It's very strange because you have an evergreen tree and then you're putting like what is some kind of deciduous tree but glittered up branches. I don't know what you call a thing, but that's like the hip thing going on right now. Don't ask me, because obviously I'm not that hip. All right, news is next.